You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Thank you, Greg. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy on WTMY 1280 in sunny Sarasota. My guest today is Kevin and Sue McCarthy. And Kevin and Sue have a program called Travel Planner Show. In fact, those that are listening at home and have a computer in front of them, if you go to kevinandsuetravel.com, you can just go to whatever we're going to be chatting with. Do you guys have... first of all, let me welcome you. Welcome, Kevin and Sue.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both with us. You know, I've listened to you on a number of occasions on Next Trip Radio and, of course, our mutual friend Ron Kreider. I understand that the Travel Planners Radio Show is now nationally syndicated on the Global American Broadcasting Satellite Network. What a mouthful
that is. You betcha.
I will tell you and the audience, we are no longer associated with Next Trip and will not be.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's unfortunate that didn't work, but sometimes, you know, you can't do... You just can't sometimes research the people that come after us at times and ask us to do things and then end up letting us down after.
Well, you
people
know, Roy,
don't realize how much work is in the research of this. The doing the program is the easy part.
You know, Roy, there was a overnight disc jockey, or not disc jockey, but talk show host here in St. Louis on the marvelous KMOX that had a bumper sticker that I think is applicable to many situations. And that bumper sticker read, "You can't fix stupid." Let's talk travel.
I'll go along with that. Yeah, let's do that. What we're going to chat about, you guys just came back, or recently came back from the Cancun area, more so south of Cancun, which is now referred to as the Riviera Maya, and you were staying at some of the Real Resorts. Are they now calling it Royal Resorts?
They're calling it the Royal Resort, and they are part of the realresorts.com.
Right.
And there are actually four of them. We stayed for a couple days in Playa del Carmen at the adult-only, all-inclusive Royal.
Right.
And then right next door to that, they have the one that is for the people that like to bring their kids along, which is marvelous. You have two separate ones right across the street from each other. And then we also stayed for 2 days in Cancun.
Right. Now, the Real properties are the parent company of these, but the hotels are the Royal Resort and Spa and the Puerto Grande or Grand Porto. And so, yes, it's all the same company, and it's part of Best Day Tours.
Right.
Or Best Day Vacations.
And really great people. I've stayed at all the resorts. Well, I haven't really stayed at them all, but certainly I've toured them all. Some of them at the time I was there, the one in Playa Real was fairly new, and they hadn't quite finished some of the some parts of it. And but they're a great bunch of people. They're easy to work with. I mean, for travel agents that are listening, I must tell you, when you go in there and negotiate rates, because I've been on both sides of this table. I may be a broadcaster, but I've spent most of my adult life in the airline industry, and these people know how to do business, and they're really cooperative. It's one of the best groups I've ever worked with.
And they have a lot of family involvement, and we got to meet quite a few of the different family members that work in the hotels. There's a fantastic work ethic there.
May I just take a moment to explain the origin of the company?
Sure, go right ahead.
Mr. Zalvadia was a scuba teacher in the Cancun area, and a couple of his people 20-some years ago, his classes said, could you take us out to some of the sites? We want to see Tulum and some of these things, but we don't want to go on a tour. He says, well, if you don't mind riding in my old car with no air conditioning, sure. I'll charge you $25 a piece. And, load him up, and he had soft drinks in the trunk, and he says, if it's not the best day you've had, don't pay me.
Right.
And that's how he got the name, Best Day Vacations. And he is just the nicest man, and Sue's right. He gets it. And because of that, it's probably one of the nicest hotels I've ever stayed in anywhere in the world. And with what's going on in Mexico now, he also gets the fact that he has to market it. Boy, have they got some deals.
And not only that, but they're great promoters. I've been to Tiangas, you know, which, as you all know, is one of the major Mexico trade shows, and they have they always lease a big house, and they have casino night. And it's just absolutely wonderful, and they're all there, and they're all really upbeat. So, like you say, let's get back to the properties.
Well, the service, when you walk in the door, as you get out of your vehicle, they greet you with their hand over their heart, almost like a salute, or like we would do during the Pledge of Allegiance. And that is their greeting to everyone, not just when you get there, but every time you walk past someone in the hall that's an employee. And it means that they, from their heart, thank you for being there, and they genuinely mean it.
That's every maid, every bellboy, every person that works in the facilities. They do that, and it's such a nice thing to do it back to. But, Kevin, why don't you tell them about the, we went down there to talk about what was going on with the H1N1, and they
right.
have a guarantee.
As you know, the media has blown this flu thing way out of proportion in regards to the effects in Mexico and the effects overall of the flu virus at this point in time. They have what they call their flu-free guarantee or warranty. And no one in the Cancun area has come down with the flu yet. It's been centered more in the central Mexico, Mexico City area, etc. But if you come down and stay at their resorts, and within 5 days of going home, you contract the H1N1 virus, for the next 3 years, you've got free vacations. Not just a place to stay, but free airfare as well.
Wow.
Now, that on top of the discounts that they're giving to keep the place booked, because, as you know, in Mexico, they don't have the protection of unemployment insurance and that kind of thing. If that hotel isn't booked, people are not going to have a job, and they're not going to get paid. And Mr. Zalvadia is taking care of his staff quite efficiently.
That's
so I'd
terrific.
Say now is the perfect time to book a vacation there. I mean, it was just an absolutely gorgeous resort, both of them. And the one in Playa del Carmen, ladies, is right there off Fifth Avenue where you can go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And the spa. We went to Spa Azul. I had the four hands treatment, which I have never, ever had. Absolutely fantastic treatment. I recommend it highly. And, Kevin, you had one, too.
I had the relaxation one, and, yeah, I just put me in the hammock, which, by the way, there's one on every balcony.
That I stayed in.
And there's no bad room. At the worst, you're going to be looking out over the pool. Otherwise, you're looking out over the beach. In fact, some of them have walkout to the beach. It's just an amazing facility. I also, Roy, you know I like to eat. Okay.
Well, so do I.
The food there is just way over the top. And we're not talking your average taco stand here.
Yeah.
I had some of the most gourmet meals I've had anywhere in the world, and they were just fantastic. They also have on-property restaurants, Asiana, which is...
kind of a contemporary fusion. It was very good, but...
Yep.
Spice was one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah. The buffet is incredible. They have vegan. They have everything that you want. Pastas, fresh meats, cooked-to-order foods. And that's just in the buffet that's open.
Now, doesn't it amaze you how the chef manages to be that creative and change it somewhat by on day-to-day? I always find that mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, one of the other things, of course, all of these properties are all-inclusive. And I might add, too, that when you're at, for example, the Royal, you can walk across the street to the family one and participate in anything there because it's all part of the same properties. The only thing about being at the Royal is, you know, you don't have kids running around all the time. But they have room service 24 hours a day at no extra cost.
Roy, this was my favorite thing, so that they don't bother you with room service.
And I'll tell you why. That's because every room has a double jacuzzi in the room.
Well,
okay.
How about that?
Okay, but my favorite part with that was they have what they call a magic box. And it's a little door that kind of like the old-fashioned butler that used to go up and down inside of the
dumbwaiter
in home.
Yeah, dumbwaiter, right, exactly.
But it has a little door on the inside and a door on the outside. So if you've ordered room service, they set your food in there. They do not bother you. And there's a little light that comes on when your food arrives. I woke up one morning, I saw the light, and I said, oh, I'm going to look in here. There was my breakfast.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yeah, and when they say all-inclusive, there is a mini bar in every room, but it's filled with mix. They have a vertical shelf that pulls out of the cabinet. And if you're familiar with, if you go into a bar in Europe, you know, all of the liquor bottles are upside down with a spigot, and you simply put the glass under it, and it measures out a shot or two. That's what's in this drawer. And if you use that all up, they just tell you when you check in, you know, let us know if any of them empty out. We'll bring you more. It's all top shelf. I mean, it's just an amazing facility.
That's just great. Now, there are five properties, I understand. There's the Royal in Cancun, the Royal Playa del Carmen, and the Grand Caribe Real Cancun, and the Grand Puerto Real Playa del Carmen, and the Real Playa del Carmen. Did I get that right?
Well, I don't know about
I might have repeated one.
Yeah, yeah. The last one. There are two in each area.
Right. One adult, one family in each. Yes.
Well, that's terrific. How was the occupancy? I mean, had you seen a big fall off in the
plane was full on the way down there. A lot of honeymooners. In fact, we even got to videotape and take photos of a wedding that went on in the little gazebo right below our balcony.
But I think that the Real properties are unique in the fact that they grabbed this situation at the beginning and actively marketed to their people. Some of the European-owned hotels are actually closed. They usually average about 80% occupancy, and some of them dip to as low as 12 and 14% over this H1N1 scare.
My.
So those properties are closed. That's why there are so many great deals, and that's why they have the discounts and so on available at the Real properties, because they want to keep their hotel full. They're running at 40% plus right now, so it's not overly crowded. The service is exquisite, and the deals are there.
Well, the other thing is that the airfares are down as well, so it's a double bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a bargain, and definitely something that you would want to go and take part in.
And I would be remiss, too, Roy, if I didn't mention the fact that in the past few months there's been a discussion in the media about violence in Mexico, and that is pretty much contained around the northern border, the Tijuana area, and to some extent Mexico City. Look, the Mexican government and tourism knows that Cancun is their bread and butter. It's clean, it's safe, and it's going to stay that way. Go get the deal.
Can you give us some contact numbers, please, Kevin or Sue?
Well, one of the places you can look at is the website www.royalplayadelcarmen.com to see the one hotel that we stayed at. You can also go into the bestday.com. And you can go to realresorts.com.
And I think there's also an 800 number, which I just happen to have in front of me, so I'll mention it. It's 1-800-760-0944. We've been talking to Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and we've been chatting about Playa del Carmen, or the Riviera Maya, whichever you want to call it, and Real Resort Hotels. Kevin, Sue, thank you very much for joining us here on Talking Travel.
Thank you.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias to you. Bye-bye. This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on the Travel Talk Radio Network and broadcasting from WTMY 1280 in sunny Sarasota. My next guest is Mr. Rick Ingersoll, the Frugal Travel Guy. Man, if you're going to be a frugal traveler, Rick is the guy you want to listen to. Just to give you a little background, Rick's been interviewed by everybody from CNN to Budget Travel to Washington Times to Miami Herald, and I could go on and on and on. But what's interesting is that he's traveled almost everywhere in the world on frequent flyer miles and hotel points as well. So let's hear it directly from Rick himself. Thank you for joining Talking Travel, Rick.
Thank you for having me, Roy.
Now, you just did an around-the-world trip, I believe.
We did. We left from Savannah, Georgia on the 6th of April, went to Peru, Argentina, Brazil, Austria, Germany, Switzerland, Thailand, Cambodia, Australia, and Hawaii. We were gone 61 days. Of that 61 days, we had 58 free days of hotels, and our round-the-world ticket in business class was free, except for the $300 in taxes we had to pay on each ticket.
How terrific is that? In fact, for those that are listening at home and have computer access, if you go to www.frugaltravelguide.com, this is Rick's website, and you, while we're chatting away here, you might want to just scroll through it and have a look. In fact, I'm looking at a marvelous picture of you standing there with a very pretty lady with some waterfalls behind you. Where is that?
That would be my lovely bride, Katie, and we are in Iguazu Falls, Argentina.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, that's great. What a beautiful photo.
Thank you.
So, how have you accumulated the miles to begin with? I suppose that's kind of interesting that one could accumulate that many miles to be able to do what you've done.
What I try and do, Roy, is look for promotions, specials, and opportunities to gather frequent flyer miles in every program that I can get involved in. Not only frequent flyer miles, but also hotel points.
Right.
And then, in essence, I'm getting them at a very low price, using them for more expensive awards. I'll give you a couple examples. The Around the World ticket was on the One World Alliance. American Airlines is our participating member, one of our participating members. You can apply for a credit card through Citibank and earn American Airlines miles once you meet the minimum spend requirement on that particular credit card. The amazing thing is you can do it over and over and over again.
And we get these offers in the mail all the time, so you're right. Most of the time I just tear them up and ignore them.
Right. Well, the Citibank one is unique in that they don't limit you to only one sign-up bonus. For some reason, the arrangement they have with American Airlines allows you to apply for a card, meet the minimum spend, put it in the sock drawer, and apply for another one. Caution to everybody is, of course, your credit is much more important than any frequent flyer miles you can obtain, but my wife and I each got 6 or 7 Citi credit cards from Citibank that paid American Airlines miles, and that, in essence, paid for our round-trip ticket in
business
class.
How about that? I mean, that's incredible. Incredible, but terrific.
Oh, yeah. I hate to think what that ticket would cost to do that. Some of the other promotions that we've done, this one is really kind of silly, ongoing right now. The United States Mint is trying to get their $1 coins out in circulation.
Is that right? I haven't heard that. That's terrific. Yeah, that's interesting.
If you use your credit card that earns miles, order, say, $5,000 worth of $1 coins using your Starwood Preferred Guest card, they ship the coins to you for free, take them down to the bank, deposit them, and when the credit card bill comes due, pay the bill, and you've picked up 5,000 Starwood points.
Wow. Now, how would one find this out? I'm looking at your site, and there's some terrific information on it. However, are these the sort of things you put up from time to time as little notices?
Right. Every day. Every day I post the new deal that I find, the experience that I'm having. I'm retired. This is my hobby. So I'm looking a couple, 2 or 3 times a day at all the different programs, and I put up whatever I think is worthwhile. There's a promotion here going on right now with Northwest Airlines. For one additional mile, you can upgrade some coach tickets to Europe, upgrade them to business class. Everybody is in such a competitive mode right now. They're doing everything they can to get us to travel and to use their particular products.
Now, I'm looking at this particular one, and it's good. The fare is good between June 30th and September 15th, 2009. This particular Northwest upgrade. Availability may be limited for these premium seats, so hurry up. Well, you know, we know that in the airline industry, they call them buckets, and there's only so many things in each bucket, and when that's gone, there's a pretty good chance it then goes to the next level, but sometimes it comes back to the low-end bucket again. So Wouldn't you advise people, if they don't get it at the time they call, to call back and give it a try again?
Oh, absolutely. Inventory for airlines and hotels, just as you say, changes minute by minute. This particular promotion by Northwest is for higher fare class buckets, but still a great opportunity for somebody where maybe the company is paid that higher amount for their ticket, and they can throw in 1 mile and move up into business class.
Tell us about the around the world. Give us some highlights of or some of the interesting points that you discovered while you were, no pun intended with points, but that you discovered on this trip that might be useful to some of our listeners.
Well, I think the most important thing to point out is that occupancy is extremely low around the world. The only place we ran into any, and I always ask at the hotels what their occupancy rate is, where there were any crowds at all were in Hawaii. We went to Machu Picchu in Peru, rainy season. We got soaking wet, but it's an absolutely amazing experience being on top of that mountain. Iguazu Falls, I stayed at the beautiful Sheraton right in the national park that was less than 50% occupied, and we actually walked in the morning to that spot where you see that photograph. Rio de Janeiro, we stayed on the beach in another Sheraton, 50% occupied. We got there the last day of the World Economic Summit, and the place was emptying out, and it was 50% occupied. Germany, the same in Austria, the same in Switzerland. One thing I did note that would be of interest possibly to your listeners is Switzerland is extremely expensive. But a gorgeous country.
Right, it is. It is, in fact, expensive. So on this particular trip, you found out that the occupancy was down just because of the general conditions of all of the countries as we're
well, yeah, general economic conditions. And we had the little swine flu scare.
Yeah, that didn't help. Yeah.
We went to Thailand, and they were facing also a recent political clash, which hurt them.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, the Sheraton that we stayed at in Bangkok was 30% at most occupied.
The question that comes to mind, that you're traveling on these frequent flyer miles or hotel points, whatever you want to call them, so the occupancy is down, so the rates are down to begin with. When you use your frequent flyer miles or the hotel credits, do they discount on top of the low fare, or do they discount on top of the rack rate?
They were discounting off their low fare.
Right. Okay, so whatever the published fare was that was available at time, and same with the hotel, whatever the rack, whatever the discounted rate was, you could, if it were available, get that rate. They weren't just giving, you couldn't only get the high end.
Oh, no, absolutely not. In some cases, Roy, the rate that they were quoting to pay for this stay was so low that I actually saved some of my hotel points and turned around paying.
Yeah, that would have been my next thought, because if it is that low, you're right. You might as well save them for one that's a high end that you're going to have to really dig to pay, and use them for those.
Right.
So that's a good point.
Yeah, it happened to me twice. In Phuket, Thailand, we were on an award stay for 4 nights, and I had arranged for an additional 3 nights on the PP Islands, offshore from Thailand, using priority club points. We're going to stay at a Holiday Inn resort. Well, the weather was so hot, it was like 106 degrees. I bailed out. I said, I'm not going to take a two-hour open boat ride over to the PP Islands and then
a long boat around
to the resort.
Exactly.
So I canceled that stay, and I had a choice of booking 3 more days using points at the JW Marriott or paying cash. Well, there was a buy two, get one free sale. I just paid for 2 nights, got the third one free. It was much better use of my dollars.
Yeah, smart move. Well, that's terrific. Now, We're listening to the Frugal Travel Guy, and saving you money today and for the rest of your life. And in conclusion, Rick, what advice, other than going to your website, frugaltravelguy.com, can you share with our audience?
Best advice that I can give to your audience is that they should join every single frequent flyer, hotel, airline account program, and hotel program. They're free to join. Keep their eyes open on the different blogs, on the different airline and hotel websites for specials. There will be some fantastic opportunities for people. I'll give you one last story, if you've got a second. There was a gentleman in Seattle that went to the Seattle airport and rented 14 SUVs at one time. Never took them off the lot. He rented them for about $35 a day because he was receiving 10,000 Delta Airlines miles per rental. He ended up with 140,000 Delta Airlines miles for 30 times 14, or about $450, which got him a first-class ticket to Europe.
How about that? I mean,
those opportunities are there all the time. The blogs will pick them out for you, help you find the really great deals, and the airline and hotel websites will tell you the specials they echo. And just look around. It's
right.
Free to
hopefully
join.
Hopefully we can find them on the frugaltravelguy.com. And our guest has been Richard Ingersoll, a frugal traveler, and we thank you for joining us on Talking Travel.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 Sarasota. Well, I should say rainy Sarasota today. It's usually sunny. Every now and then we need a little rain. My lawn loves it. My next guest is quite interesting. He has a very, very interesting concept and website, and his name is Ruby Socha. Did I get that right, Ruby?
No, actually it's Rudy, R-U-D-Y, rather than B-Y, but close enough.
Okay, and the last name is pronounced Socha?
That's correct.
Okay, so we've got Rudy Socha, and his site is Zoo and Aquarium Visitor. And those that are listening at home, if you go to your computer, if you have computer access, you can type in zandavisitor.com. That zandavisitor.com. And as I say, Rudy Socha is our guest, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Roy. And just so you don't feel bad with the rain down there, we're on the south shore of Lake Erie, and we're having rain up here as well.
Well, it's good. At least we have something in common.
Yep.
This whole concept is quite amazing and quite interesting. It's the first time I've heard of it, and I'm now very pleased that I do know about it, and I think that our listeners will be very, very pleased when they go to the site. And it's all about current news, events, and items of interest for the zoo and aquarium visitor. Maybe you could give us an idea of how you came up with that concept to begin with.
Well, what we realized is there's a very big market out there. I was in the catalog business where we sold wildlife gifts, and there were two segments to our gift market, and what we sold was sculptures and plush toys and things of that nature. And what we realized was that if we had a deer that was a sculpture, it would be of interest to the hunter and fisherman, but then it would also be of interest to the people who go to visit zoos and aquariums.
Right.
So in learning the industry, we had to learn the size and the demographics of both industries. And what we found was there were about 75 million people who buy hunting and fishing licenses every year, and there's about 300 million people who attend an animal attraction each year, whether it be a zoo, aquarium, a local nature center, or a rehab center that has animals involved. And so we found that to be a very interesting and large market that really wasn't served as a single media focus. And so as we evolved out of the catalog industry and moved over into this segment of the marketplace to fill the niche, and that's how we ended up arriving here. The interesting thing is, within some families, mom will take the kids and go to the zoo and aquarium on the weekend, and then dad will end up going out with his friends and hunting and fishing.
You're absolutely right. You've hit it right on the button.
Yep, and so you have that sort of mix within, and actually that's rather consistent. You do have that mix within most families, and if you go to a zoo or aquarium during the week, chances are you're going to see what I call the stroller brigade, because it's all the moms that are there that are stay-at-home moms taking care of their kids and out walking around, getting some exercise, getting some fresh air, in what is a fairly safe environment, and also educational for their kids as well.
And it's an interesting point you make educational importance, as you put it, is that 95%+ of Americans will never swim underwater, in the ocean, visit the Amazon or Africa, and I think that I'm quite amazed at that figure, but I'm sure you're right.
Yes, and you know, I'm currently up here in Ohio. I've lived in many other places, but in a lot of rural areas where you have farmers, you'll find that most of the families have never even gone out of state. They generally go to the county fair, and if they have a dairy farm, they hardly ever leave their farms, and because of the amount of care that each animal requires. And they'll go to the state fair, and that's about their big traveling event for an entire year for most rural families. And what you'll find, I'd be willing to bet that probably 90% of the city of Miami has never swum underwater in the ocean.
Yeah, and it's funny, I found that also in the islands, as you can well imagine, I travel quite extensively, and I found that a good percentage of people who live in the islands all over the world don't even know how to swim.
That's correct.
I found that absolutely mind-boggling, because I grew up near the water, and I've been swimming since I was probably 3 or 4 years old, or at least dog paddling around. But, they'll get in a rubber tube and splash around, but you're absolutely right. They just don't get out there and participate the way one would normally think you would.
That's right. And so the net result of that is the only exposure that that the general population of not just the United States but the entire world, the only exposure that they will end up seeing in real 3D form, where they can actually watch an animal, see how it behaves, is by going to a zoo or going to an aquarium.
And it's interesting you should bring up Miami, because there's so many great activities in Miami. One thinks of Orlando and Disney and some of the others, but Miami has some terrific different types of aquariums and zoos and parrot jungles, and it's really quite unique in that sense.
That's correct. And in Florida as a whole, I think Florida, and we just did a count on this maybe about 6-8 months ago, and I should be better prepared, but Florida is second in the nation relative to animal attractions, and I believe they only follow behind state of California, and then I think Texas is third. And for Florida, animal attractions is a very big business. Now, the west coast of Florida is no slouch neither. You have two world-class facilities over in Tampa with Lowry Park Zoo,
right,
and the Florida Aquarium being there. And then you have, also on the west coast, you have Moat, and you have Clearwater Marine Aquarium as well. So and then you have a few alligator attractions, and you have several other things. And well, you have a number of attractions on the west coast
we
of
have
Florida
a,
also.
A big one here in Sarasota is Moat Marine.
That's right. That's why I mentioned, yeah.
Right, I thought that's what you were...
And their aquarium there, and, you know, that was started by a woman.
Yep.
Eugenia Clark.
Yep.
And she's still very actively involved in the facility right now. And, you know, they have a number of interactive activities that, you know, are great for children as well throughout the summer months, as do all of the zoos and aquariums. And rather than sending your child to a camp, you know, somewhere else, where they're going to end up weaving baskets. Most of the zoos and aquariums do have week-long camps during the summer months that you can send your child to, and they'll get some first-hand interaction with animals and with species that they would not otherwise be familiar with.
Well, I notice in some of your notes you talk about best values that zoo memberships, some of them have reciprocity.
That's correct. And what you'll find is on their website, they'll tell you whether or not they have reciprocity, and they'll also tell you with what other zoos and aquariums. Now, with most family or individual zoo memberships, by the third use, you're already showing a profit. So, excuse me, if you buy a seasonal pass to our membership, let's say the Tampa Zoo, and they have reciprocity with, you know, 20 other zoos in the country. Actually, most of them probably have reciprocity with about 80 other facilities. So if you go out and not only go to Tampa Zoo three times, but you can literally go to 80 other facilities then and visit for free or visit for 50% off, depending on the special that they have relative to honoring reciprocity from other zoos and aquariums.
Now, Rudy, if you could take a moment and share with our audience what types of things they're going to find on your website, because it's quite comprehensive.
Okay, I think the most important thing that they'll end up finding is current news, current events, that are occurring within the zoo and aquarium industry. And what it does is, for those in, let's say you live in the Sarasota area and you go to Moat Marine all the time and you support your local aquarium, aquariums operate by increasing attendance and increasing revenue. It's those two things that help them, you know, increase salaries every year, and then increase the offerings of exhibits and displays.
I see you also have top 10 aquarium visit tips and top 10 zoo visit tips.
That's correct. And what they are is they incorporate some of the things you ought to consider before you go. Now, you know, if you're going to New York City, you might not be able to find a parking spot adjacent to a zoo or aquarium.
Good point.
And, you know, so what you want to do is find out, especially if you're traveling with children or if you're traveling, you know, with a handicapped adult or someone who's elderly, is where's the parking facilities going to be? You know, do they have a stroller rental? Do you bring your own stroller? Now, within some aquariums, they actually do not allow strollers because the spaces are a little more confined and, you know, it's a much smaller floor plan. And then there's other things, you know, that we take to be very basic, but you don't want to bring beverages out. You don't want to bring your plastic bottle of water unless you actually find out whether or not you're going to be able to get that through the front gate.
Yeah, those are terrific tips. And our listeners can go to Rudy's site, and it's Zanda Visitor, and it's Zoo and Aquarium Visitor. Our guest has been Rudy Socha, Zoo and Aquarium You're president and CEO of the Zoo and Aquarium Visitor. And, Rudy, we really thank you for joining us and sharing this information with our visitors.
You're more than welcome, Roy. Feel free to give me a call any other time. There's plenty of other stuff going on in the zoo industry, and especially when we start looking at some of the other countries that are overseas and some of the unique experiences that are offered.
That's terrific, Rudy. Thank you. You're listening to Talking Travel. This is Roy Lowy. Our guest has been Rudy Socha of Zoo and Aquarium Visitor, and we're going to take a break.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 in what is usually sunny Sarasota, but we have a little rain today, which is well-deserved because my lawn looks much happier. One of my guests today is Bonnie Neely, and Bonnie has one of the greatest websites, and it's called Real Travel Adventures International, and if you go to www.realtraveladventures.com and you're at home, you can bring it up and follow us along, because what we're going to do is talk about a place that sometimes people make fun of when I lived in California, and it's called Oxnard, and it's a little bit north of LA, but Bonnie's telling us it's a great destination travel spot. Welcome to Talking Travel, Bonnie.
Thank you, Roy. It's good to be back. And I'm envious of you with the rain today. We need it.
Yeah, you could use a little, could you?
We certainly could. But I don't think it rains much in sunny California, so you don't have to worry about that if you go into Oxnard.
Well, you know, Oxnard, it's kind of funny. When I lived out in L.A., people would say, you know, you talk about something and they'd say they live in Oxnard, and everybody'd look at them like they were some kind of, you know, a person from outer space. But I'm looking at these photos on your website, Bonnie, and they're, I mean, I've been to Oxnard, but I mustn't have been there the time of year you were there, because it sure does look beautiful.
Well, they have really done so much to their lovely town in the last 10 years to make it a wonderful travel destination spot and a wonderful place to live. In fact, we were so taken with it after our three-day weekend there that we started looking for a place to move to.
Really?
It is really lovely. They've had a wonderful city government that has stressed being clean and prosperous and safe. And for the last 10 years, they've had a program that has really made their city live up to its slogan. And they've had great success with helping turn drug traffic around and helping turn gangs around and making it a beautiful, safe, clean city to live or visit. And we just fell in love with it. It's just halfway between Santa Barbara and Los Angeles.
Right. And now, I'm looking at your site at the moment, and I'm looking at the farmer's market, I would guess it is. It looks marvelous.
It is beautiful. They have it in the downtown area on Park Plaza,
And they have a wonderful fruit and vegetable market because this is the center of the Southern California agriculture.
Yes,
so agritourism is big there. A strawberry festival is in the spring, and the strawberries are gigantic, beautiful, sweet, juicy, and very inexpensive. And then in July, they have a salsa festival, which emphasizes their excellent Mexican food. They have some of the best Mexican food anywhere you'll find on that coast.
Now, you mentioned the Carnegie Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the architecture is a Greco-Roman temple style. And is it open or closed? Because I see something about it being permanently closed in what, 1997? After 118 years?
No, that was the Woolworth. That was the Woolworth Museum.
Oh, okay.
They have a very
you're right, the Woolworth building, yeah.
In downtown that commemorates all the years for the history of Woolworth's dime store that we that most of us remember.
Sure and, do.
Yes. But the Greco-Roman style temple looking building is the library and Carnegie Museum.
Oh, okay, good.
And both are open. The Woolworth has a wonderful restaurant inside called Fresh and Fabulous, and you eat in the way that you did at the old Woolworth dime stores. They fix wonderful box lunches to take on a trip, if you're going out on one of the boat cruises.
And what's interesting, that in Heritage Square, there are a number of buildings dating back to 1880 and to the 1912 earliest days of Oxnard.
Yes, that's when the Oxnard family came. They had immigrated from France to America, and they discovered this area and put in the largest beet factory and beet growing area in the world. And that was successful and thrived until the mid-50s. And the town was named for them because they built the town for their factory workers and evidently treated them quite well. And some of those homes and the church and some of the other buildings have been restored, renovated to their original beauty and placed together, not where they originally were, but in this large area called Heritage Square. And you can go there to dine or to have wine tasting or to shop. And they have lovely restaurants and there. And then on Friday nights in the summer, they have live band concerts. So
and
it's a very popular place.
And it looks lovely. I mean, it looks very quaint. Looks very clean.
It is. It's a step back in time.
I mean, how wonderful. It's great when one can recapture the past and do something with it than just let it disappear as often
is
the case.
And instead of just restoring these buildings to historical quality, which sometimes those are not as pleasant to go into us today, they have renovated them to the original beauty, but they are they're not kept historically correct because they are used for business inside.
Now tell us a little bit about the dining, if you will.
They have excellent dining all over the city, many different choices, and people do come from Santa Barbara and LA to eat there. There are just so many I could hardly recommend.
Well,
anymore.
The one that you seem to emphasizes La Dolce Vita.
Oh, yes, that is certainly a wonderful Italian restaurant with special family recipes that will just delight anyone.
Obviously, there are some other pretty well-known places, I would guess, in that area as well, would you say?
Yes, and the one of the very interesting ones that you might not discover unless you know about it is in the Kosher Winery. It's the only kosher winery in the Southern California coast, and it's done by the Herzog family, and they have an excellent dining room inside. And you can take a tour of the winery, too, which is very interesting that it's kosher wine in Southern California. Their restaurant is suitable for vegetarian eating because you have no dairy products, and so you can be sure that if you just leave the meat off the menu, and they do have vegetarian selections, the food is excellent.
Now, how about theater, Bunny?
They have a very unusual little theater back in Heritage Square within one of the homes, and it seats only 50 people, and it's very nominal year-long subscription, and they have it's kind of a high-class home theater. I don't know exactly what you would call it. It's not comparable to anything that I'm familiar with because it's very professionally done. but it is in the, one of these old homes.
And the shopping.
It's called Elite Community Theater.
And there's a, I think you mentioned there's a, the annual subscription is like $85.
Yes,
yeah, I mean,
I feel sure that people hold onto those tickets from year to year.
I would say so. I mean, here it costs that much for if you're lucky if you can buy a ticket for one performance.
For one performance,
exactly.
I know it.
Now, what about the shopping? There are a number of stores in that you mentioned at River Park.
Yes, they have all kinds of shopping there. They have a large outlet shopping mall, and they're building a new shopping center that has will have some high-class stores in it. And then there's all kinds of just local boutique shops and unusual shops in many different areas of the town. I particularly enjoyed shopping at the marina. They had Channel Islands Marina there. Is the gateway to the Channel Islands, and you can find incredible seafood restaurants and fresh seafood and many different shops and entertainment of all kinds and boats of any kind for rental, and it's the cleanest marina I've ever been near, Marina and Harbor. And a lovely Ventura County Maritime Museum is there, too, a very small museum that's just full of maritime paintings and handcrafted boats and models and history that you would just enjoy so much.
Tell us a little bit about the Roadrunner Limousine Town Car.
Well, they were the ones that ushered us around the whole time we were there. Very careful drivers and excellent service. So if you don't want to rent a car, then, you know, that's definitely one of the ways to go, and you can go anywhere you want to go.
Through town.
Yes, through the town.
Right.
And they are, Oxnard is between the ocean and the Highway 101, which becomes Highway 1 a little
right.
bit farther up. So not a whole lot of people have discovered it, so there's not much traffic really within the town itself because it's just off the beaten path, just enough to make it a wonderful place to visit or live because you're getting away from it all.
Well, the interesting part is that I find it unusual, having been to Oxnard many years ago before this change, that the city of Oxnard has now become a model city with a published plan which other cities can adopt for becoming clean, safe, and prosperous.
Yes, we talked to the mayor pro tem, and he was he just made it sound like such a wonderful place to live. They have more or less deputized citizen volunteers of all ages, even teenagers, to do neighborhood watches, but they are official neighborhood watches with a branch of the deputized police department in each neighborhood. And if they see anything suspicious, and they are patrolled, I think, 24 hours a day, these volunteers call into the real police department, and they come out and take care of whatever the problem is. And then the citizens also are responsible also for keeping the area clean or for helping set up for festivals. And just they're all involved in making their town a desirable place and a place to prosper.
Funny.
So it's delightful to visit.
That's terrific, and I thank you very much for sharing that with our listeners, and particularly with me, because I have a whole different a view in my mind of recollection.
I did too, because I had been there years ago and had felt the same way, that it was just such a surprise to see what a lovely
place. Makes me want to come back. And now, if you go to Bonnie's site and you would like to go to Oxnard in that area, there are a number of links that you can find on our site. And once again, the site is
realtraveladventures.com in July.
realtraveladventures.com. That's great. Bonnie, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us again.
I enjoyed it very much. I look forward to talking to you again.
Same here. This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel, and our guest has been Bonnie Neely. And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in to WTMY's all-news travel radio. Yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not. Single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here, and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280.
You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guy.